going to ask the teachers to send forward the volunteers that we talked to before Mass. If you guys could come up now. You can put your hands down. I pre-selected the volunteers. So the teachers had selected you. And so if your teacher asks you to come up, then you come up now. Okay, you can put your hands down for now. Okay, so what I thought we would do today is we talk about taking a trip. Has anybody ever taken a trip anywhere? You ever gone anywhere? Only a few of you? Everybody's gone somewhere. So when you go on a trip, you need to pack a bag, right? Or a suitcase, or I don't know, a backpack maybe? Does anybody know where we can find a backpack? Where? You guys are pointing. You already know where it is. So in here, in Father TJ's backpack, we have what Father TJ packs when he goes on a trip. So if I can get a volunteer, any of you, well, everybody will get a turn. You go ahead. You can pick a pocket, any pocket you want, and grab something out of it. Let's see, what's in the bag? What do you take with you to go on a trip? Oh, what's that?
A water bottle.
A water bottle. And why would you need a water bottle? So you can drink in case you get thirsty. So, right? Taking something to drink is a good idea. You want to step on this way? Okay, what else is in there? Pick up you, sir. Anything in there you want. Ooh, what's that? You know what that is? What is it?
Phone?
No, not a phone. That's kind of big for a phone. What is it?
Kindle Fire.
It's a Kindle Fire, right? So Kindle Fire is pretty cool. Why don't you stand over here with the Kindle Fire? What can you do with the Kindle Fire? You can read a book. You can play what?
Video games.
Video games. You can use your social media to update, right? What else can you do with it? You can do a whole lot of things. You can get on the internet. You can check your email. It's pretty awesome. And so you can have that with you in case you get bored on the trip, right? What else do we have in the bag? What else do we bring with us to go on a journey, to take a trip somewhere? What's that?
Duct tape.
And what is duct tape good for? Everything. I saw a YouTube video of a guy making a boat out of duct tape. And then he put the boat in the water and he started paddling and he went from one side of the lake to the other. So you can do anything with duct tape, right? So it's always good to have that with you. So like if your tire gets flat, you can just like... No, probably it's not going to work on a tire. But duct tape's pretty cool because it can do a lot of neat things. What else? What else would you take on a journey? You can take another pocket because that one looks like it's been exhausted. What else would you take on a... Oh, what's that? What is that?
A wallet?
Open it up. What's inside of it? A wallet. Does anybody ever have it? Let's see that. Does this look like a wallet to anybody else? Does it look like a man purse to anybody? Maybe. Well, what's inside this bag? What's in there?
First aid stuff.
First aid stuff. What else?
Toothbrush.
Anything else in there?
Toothpaste.
And? Soap. And? Shampoo. And
nail
clippers. You never know when you need that stuff, right? So when you go somewhere and you spend the night, you're like, oh, I might need to brush my teeth, might need a floss, might need a Band-Aid, might need some gauze. You never know what you need, right? That's why you got to be prepared. What else would you bring for a journey, for a trip? Uh-oh, pick another pocket. How about this one? What else would you bring on a journey? What's this? What is it? What is it? It's a shirt. Do you know what's on the shirt? This is a pretty cool shirt. Can you identify what that is? And what's that guy doing right there? What's he got? Can you see? This is an extra shirt, right? And there's a picture of an angel wearing a Father TJ headband. So this is a shirt that I wore before for Steps for Students, which is coming up in February. I'm already training because Steps for Students is awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. Why would you need an extra shirt? Let me ask it this way. Why does Father TJ need an extra shirt? I'm going to ask the junior high students. Why would Father TJ need an extra shirt? Yes, sir. Yes. Sweat. What? Me? Yeah, that's true, actually. You're right. Exactly. So some of you that have seen me play volleyball or soccer, you know I sweat a lot. So I need extra clothes in case I get sweaty. And I need a dry shirt, right? So I have one of these in the bag, too, just in case I need it. What else does Father TJ pack for a journey? What else is in the bag?
Spam.
What is that?
Spam.
And what is spam, sort of like?
Spam.
sort of like ham. It's sort of like food, kind of. Do you guys know what spam is? Anybody ever had spam? Does anybody eat spam in their lunch today? Is anybody going to have spam in their lunch? So spam is kind of food. So maybe you have some extra food in there. You're like, I'm hungry. I need some protein because I'm going to go on a long hike, right? So I'm going to hold on to this, right? So I might need some food. And what else would we take for a journey? What else do you think we need? What are we missing? If you go somewhere and you might need something like an emergency, what do we might we need? What? An airplane? Airplane in the bag. No, I can't fit an airplane in my backpack. What else might you need?
A sleeping bag.
Okay, a sleeping bag. What else? In case a Titanic is not in the bag. What about if you need something like you forgot, oh man, I need a pillow, or I need an extra pair of shoes. What would you need for that? What do you have?
A credit card.
Right now, some people carry money. A lot of people these days don't have money on them. But we have these cool little plastic cards that are kind of magical. You can like swipe them at the store and you get what you need. So it's a credit card, right? So those are some things that you would need for your journey. So let's talk about the gospel today. This is what Father TJ packs when he goes somewhere. How about what Jesus tells us in the gospel? What did he say to pack? What do you remember hearing? Yes, ma'am.
Nothing?
Nothing? Jesus said, take nothing with you on your journey. Does anybody else want to confirm that? Or to say, no, she wasn't listening. Is that true? Is that what Jesus said? Yeah, he did, actually. He did say that. So Jesus said, you don't need anything for your journey. He says, water bottle? What do you need that for? He says, no, you don't need that. He says, an iPad? A Kindle Fire? You... going to set this down gently. You don't need that. You're not going to need that. What else? He says, you got duct tape in your bag? You don't need duct tape. We'll throw that down. What about that? Did Jesus say, you don't need a bag for traveling? You don't need toiletries. You don't need a toothbrush or toothpaste. Don't worry about that. What about changing clothes? What did Jesus say? No, I don't need that either. What about food? Yeah, don't bring food for the journey. Yeah, you don't want to mess up the spam. Yeah, throw it down gently. And what else? Did he say you need money? No, you don't need money. And what about the bag? Did he say you need a bag? You put that on the ground too. So what do we need? What do we need? Nothing. And why? Why don't we need anything? Who takes care of everything we need? Who? God does. God says, if you trust me, if you trust in my love, you don't need anything. You don't need food. You don't need clothes. You don't need duct tape or a Kindle Fire. You don't need any of that stuff because I love you and I'm going to provide for you. When Jesus sent the disciples out, he said, guys, don't worry about all that stuff. He tells us, my friends, you worry about way too much. Trust me. Trust my love. Because that's going to be enough. It's enough for you now, and it's going to be enough for you forever. So my friends, when we worry about all this stuff in life, like, oh, do my shoes match my belt? Or is my hair look all right? Or do people going to like my cool new toys that I have? That doesn't matter. Because what matters? What's the most important thing that matters in life is that we are what? Yes, sir. That God loves who? He loves us. He loves each and every one of us, and he's going to provide for us, and he's going to take care of us. So my friends, when you're worried about, do I have enough stuff for my journey? Do I have enough stuff in my bag? God says, don't worry about that. Trust me, because I'm going to take care of you. As we continue today praying, we ask God to help us to trust in him, to trust that his love and his presence in our lives is enough. And we ask God to help us to detach from all the things in the world that we have connections to. We don't need a lot of money. We don't need a lot of stuff. We don't need the newest PlayStation that's coming out in a few weeks. We have God's love, and we have the gifts of family, and the gifts of friends, and the gift of education, and school, and our community, and that, my friends, that is enough.